feel like the sky's like crashing down on me, and like the whole world is dark. Nobody understands me, nobody knows how I feel. And now that it's winter, you know, I have seasonal depression. I have depression all the time, but I get it worse in winter. And here it is January, and everything around me is dead. And it makes me wish I was dead too, to join, you know, the natural cycle of the seasons. I cut myself, you know, so I don't have to kill myself. I mean, my life is so hard. It's just, I can't cope anymore.
Oh, I just want to fucking die.
Throw me in a hole and bury me. Fuck it. I'm a whiny bitch.
So I was still working at Subway. You know how like I was cutting some of the bread up, and I accidentally cut myself. You know, it wasn't anything big, but it was on my arm. It was visible. My mom knew that I was a cutter, and she saw it. She wants to commit me to a mental institution because she thinks that I did it on purpose.
My mom hates me. Waking up in the morning is such a chore. Breathing is a chore. Eating is a chore. I just wish I was dead. And they're not really that deep.
Hey freaks, it's Monday, November 17th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, warm, gooey cookies, baked with a little TLC, and rat poison, and bleach. Plus, all anal orgy resorts, and holy water, the sacred way to date rape God's children. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hi, my name is Tim, and if you're a fan of hunting deer, have I got a video to share with you. It's called Pulling Out a Deer's Rectum, and in it, a sportsman shows us how to rip out a deer's anal innards with ease.
All right, here is the proper way to cut a rectum out. You've got to start with a very, very sharp knife.
That's all you got to do is just grab the skin and keep right on cutting.
And voila, no turds on the tenderloins.
Very pretty rectum.
So if you'd like to check out some pretty rectums yourself, watch this video.
My dad is gay. I've always wondered what it meant to be a bottom, and I learned all about it in a video called Rectal Examinations.
Gently insert your fingertip into the anal canal, note sphincter tone, and rotate your hand clockwise as far as possible, then counterclockwise. Return your hand to a neutral position and gently withdraw your finger. If fecal matter is present, test it for occult blood.
This video was great. By the end, I wanted to know my own sphincter tone. Turns out my rectum is a mocha latte. For a world of adventure, check out Rectal Examinations.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go 20.
All right, enough of that. I found a couple rectum clips and I thought I'd bunch them together. By the way, I hope I don't have to worry about sphincter tone when I go for my prostate exam. Are they referring to, like, tone as in color, or tone as in, you know, is your sphincter toned? Like, sphincter Pilates or something I should have been doing. I don't know what sort of workout regimen I should have been giving my sphincter, but it's not at all toned. It's sloppy. I've got a sloppy sphincter. Oh, by the way, hi. My name is Tim Henson. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you so much for checking out the Monday podcast. Corey sent me in a couple clips from that VH1 show called Scream Queens. Now, I haven't ever watched it because, well, it's on VH1. And unless there's Jeff Conaway on screen puking and shaking from withdrawal symptoms, ugh. I love Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew. I'm not interested. But anyways, I did a little bit of research. Scream Queens is a television show on VH1 where there's a bunch of unknown actresses all competing to win a role in the next Saw movie. Naturally, this being VH1, they pick a bunch of bimbos to be on the program. Actually, I think they must have had the casting calls for Rock of Love and Scream Queens the same day, and maybe a few of them got mixed up. Anyways, the clip that I have for you today is from their challenge. They had to reenact a scene from an old movie, an old horror movie. Here's a clip from the actual movie that they're basing their performance on.
You know what it's like. You only know what it's like being like this.
Yes, this woman that's talking is just ahead. She's in a tray of some sort of liquid. She's just ahead.
You should have let me die. I hate him for what he's done to me.
Was there a place for me on the outside with this?
No, my deformed friend.
So it's basically a horrible 1950s B-movie horror film. Now, I gotta say, I watched all of the different actresses try to perform and recreate this scene. Some of them played it straight, you know, very dramatic. Some of them played up the campiness of the film. And then there's this chick.
When I'm preparing for a role, the most important thing is to feel that raw emotion. I need to go off into my own space and channel my energy and what I'm thinking, what I'm doing.
I definitely think most of the other girls went over the top, but Jessica's just out there. They always say keep it simple. But for this, I knew that I was going to go all out. Action.
I know there's someone there.
She played it as a retard. She sure as hell got my vote.
I know there's someone there. You know what it's like.
Where in her right mind did she make that choice to go that way?
Oh no, my deformed friend.
She played it like a handicapped deaf person. It was so raw.
No idea what's going to happen.
I wanted to take it to a place where no one else would take it.
And the punchline to this story is she didn't get eliminated for that performance. No, no. She was considered safe, and she moves on. I hope she wins, and she actually plays the same retard in the Saw movie. And then she's typecast for the rest of her life as the goofy deaf retard sidekick. Corey also sent along another example of bad Scream Queens acting.
Shannon, I've been reviewing your record. And I don't like what I'm seeing.
Review this record, Warden. And by record, I mean vagina.
No. No, that does not work. It was an awful, awful line. Real quick, before we move on with the show, I gotta check in with Ricky Lake. Ricky, what's coming up on your show today?
Today, my guests are here to confront their friends, co-workers, and family members who say, get a grip, doll. You're too fat to be a drag queen.
Sounds like a great show. Unfortunately, it's about 14 years too late for us to enjoy it. Moving on. Here's a she-male having sex with a blow-up doll. It's a typical Monday here at Distorted View.
Hi, this is Tommy, the blow-up doll. What?
Mm-hmm. Now, what I find interesting...
Tommy.
...is that the tranny can't get an erection.
Sucking dick.
Oh.
Tommy likes dick on his mouth. Look at Tommy.
By the way, I gotta say thanks to whoever sent me Shemale Scat Party. Talk about niche porn, man. I don't know if there's any usable pieces of audio from that film. I still haven't managed to stomach through most of it, but hopefully I'll be featuring some of it here on the show soon. As a matter of fact, let's just play a quick sample from Shemale Scat Party. Oh, I'm sorry, it's Shemale Scat House. It's not a party. There's nothing festive about what's going on in this shemale house. Anyways, I'm going to fast forward to just a random point here and see if we can get any good audio. There's some shemales eating shit. Oh! Other shemales are spitting on these ladies. Oh, now they're trying to puke on them. One of the bingo. Look, there's just too much going on here, and that's really the flaw in this movie. It's not the shemales or the scat or the vomiting. No, no. They're just trying to pile on a little too much. Trying to bite off more shit than they can chew. Yeah, because it's like a circle of about five women, and then two other women are laying down. And some of the girls in the circle are squatting over the poor girls in the middle shitting on them. Others are spitting on them, puking on them. I can't concentrate. It's hard for me to focus on one aspect. You know, here's an interesting fact. You know how lion tamers always hold up a chair? The reason for that is that the lion can't focus on all of the legs at once. So its mind is continually trying to process all four legs, and its mind just keeps wandering. And that's kind of like what's happening here with the she-male scat house. Look, you've got chicks with dicks. They're spitting, they're pissing, they're shitting, they're vomiting. Enough. All right, let's finish up with the she-male having sex with the blow-up doll here. Keep in mind, she named the blow-up doll Tommy.
Tommy likes sucking dick. Ooh, Tommy. Then I fuck Tommy sometimes. Mm-hmm. Tommy likes it on his ass. Tommy likes...
You can hear her trying to bang the blow-up doll. It sounds like she's massaging a balloon.
Tommy likes it on his ass. Tommy likes dick
right
around...
there.
Tommy likes dick around his ass.
We get it.
My best friend, and he don't say shit, and he don't ask for shit, and we fuck all night, and his mouth always stay open because he's ready to give me head.
All right, real quick, before we get into the news, I want to check in one more time with our sportsmen and ask them how many deer rectums they've pulled out. What are you up to?
It's over 9,000!
Very pretty rectums.
I'm sure they're all exquisite. Oh, I have one more thing for you. You know, I've read a few Craigslist ads before on the show, and I found another one here. This one has been making its way around the internet. It comes from Seattle. The headline is, I just found out I was teabagged last Saturday. So I was fucking teabagged in the mouth, and there's a picture also. Fuck you. I passed out drunk, and you thought it would be so cool. I'm going to take it easy until I get the photo sent to my email. Then I'm going to press charges. Yes, that's a form of rape. I'm a dude, you're a dude, you put your balls in my mouth when I was asleep, and then in parentheses, genitals penetrating without consent, but genitals was spelled wrong, and you took a photo with two other people as accomplices. You won't read this, but I want everyone else to, and if it goes well with the police, I'll follow up. Your fucking balls in my, and then in parentheses, I will never kiss my mom again, mouth. Thanks, fuckwad jackhole tartified bro bitch. You may say, Tim, you're a complete fucktard. There's no way in the world this Craigslist ad is real. Well, how about this? There have been stories on the local news about kids getting teabagged.
A couple kids held them down while one kid teabagged them. And teabagging is when they hold them down and they rub their exposed genitals on their faces. Then they rolled him over, pulled his pants down, and then attempted to insert a banana in his rectum.
Let's hope he had a toned sphincter. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, of fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Sideshow, Distorted Views member site, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month, $50 a year. We do exclusive shows, extended programs, video casts. This past weekend, I did a weekend show. Be doing another exclusive program tomorrow, and I've got a video cast for you freaks today. SuperFreakSideshow.com is the address. Don't forget, we've got lifetime memberships available for a very limited time. They're only $200, and you will never have to worry about reoccurring payments. It's yours for the life of the Sideshow. If you're already a yearly member, it's only going to cost you $150 to switch to a lifetime membership. And if you want to sign yourself up and gift a membership, it's only $300. It would make a great Christmas present. Once again, SuperFreakSideshow.com is the address. If you have any questions, just email me. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First one comes from New York. A New York City man is accused of trying to smuggle a date rape drug into the United States by putting the liquid in bottles he claimed contained holy water. Could you imagine if holy water actually had that effect on people? It would make the priest's job so much easier.
Mommy, the priest had me drink holy water! Then I woke up and my belt was unbuckled and my shirt was inside out. I don't want to go back to Sunday school.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials says laboratory tests recently confirmed that dozens of bottles seized at a Western New York border crossing contain ketamine, a powerful hallucinogenic used as a date rape drug.
Then I saw Jesus riding a dinosaur. But that was way before I drank the holy water. It was in my Bible coloring book. And don't get me started with the talking hot dog.
Authorities say 50-year-old Warren Maynard of Brooklyn was arrested October 16th near Niagara Falls after he tried to enter the U.S. from Canada, where he said he bought some religious items. Well, look, if you're planning to study the Bible, hallucinogenics could only help you believe all the crazy shit that's in there. And he really should have come up with a better story. How often does a customs official see that? Not very. You should have put it in water bottles or something. I don't know what color ketamine is. Is it clear? Whatever. Holy water, what an idiot. Officials say a customs dog sniffed out the drug while Maynard was being questioned by officers. The status of his case and whether Maynard has a lawyer couldn't be immediately determined. So there you go. Second story we have for you today comes from Texas. Parents of students on the dance team at a Texas high school allege members of a rival team prepared a gift of baked goods laced with rat poison and bleach.
Dun, 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 dun. Wow. So,
thank you very much for the Price is Right loser sound effect. Jeanette from the PK and J show. I have no idea if they're still doing podcasts or not. Anyways, what's the deal with Texas and their batshit crazy high school students? There's been tons of stories where a girl didn't make the cheerleading squad, so she got her mother to kill the girl who did make the team. They're very competitive down there. Yes, exchanging gifts and pranks is a tradition among Texas high school dance and cheerleading teams before football games. I'm sorry, if kids from the rival team gave me baked anything, I'd say fuck you and shove it in their face. Nothing good could come of that, unless of course you consider diarrhea to be a good thing. The parents from Andrus High School in El Paso said putting poison and laxatives in brownies and cupcakes and giving them to unwitting rivals is well beyond a prank. Yeah, it's a felony. Rat poison. B. Sons, whose daughter is on the Andrus dance team, told the El Paso Times she wants the students from the school's crosstown rival to face criminal charges. Quote, "We felt like they weren't out just to play a prank. With all the stuff they put in there, it's like they were trying to kill them." Ding, ding, ding. Right on the nose. The baked goods were confiscated before any harm was done. Now, officials from the rival school released a statement saying the incident is being investigated and any student found to be involved will face appropriate discipline. A police spokesman said no reports have been made yet. Final story we have for you today comes from Australia. An Australian holiday resort will hold a month-long nude anything-goes party to combat an expected economic downturn. What a brilliant idea! Although their definition of anything goes and my definition of anything goes are probably two extremely different things. But I'm crossing my fingers the resort will include shemale scat queens. I would love to have a distorted view cruise where anything goes. Hell, we'll take it out into international waters, and the second it does, the captain will get on the intercom and say, "Ladies and gentlemen, you all gonna get raped." We'll have everything. Gay fisting guys, chicks puking up chicken nuggets, Japanese enema fountain shows. It'll be four nights on the open seas with the pungent smell of shemale shit wafting through the decks. Sign up now. Yes, back to the story here. Tough economic times call for stiff measures, says Tony Fox, or Kim Cattrall's character in Sex and the City. Doesn't it sound like one of those stupid lines you would have to say? Well, these tough economic times call for stiff measures. I'm a cougar. Please, someone have sex with me in real life. All right, it'll be a hedonism resort where anything goes for a month. It doesn't take rocket science to work out what that means, Fox said, naming March as the risque party month. The controversial clothes-optional resort made headlines 3 years ago when police were called to end partner-swapping parties after a swath of public complaints. Quote, "You've got to wonder what sort of people go and why. Where is the moral code of behavior, and how do you stop jealousies and fights?" said Catholic Bishop James Foley. You know, why don't you just mind your own fucking business? He acts as if they are letting homicidal maniacs loose on the island. No, they're just banging each other. And as long as they're okay with it, and they're attractive, I have no problem with it. Why is it whenever religious people try to make an argument against something, they always start mentioning things that have nothing to do with it in the first place. Like, oh, if you got a bunch of people having sex on an island, then, you know, what happens when they get into a car accident and they all lose limbs? Huh? What? That has nothing to do with that at all. I love that the bishop's argument is like, well, what happens when someone gets jealous or they have a fight? Well, the same thing that happens when, you know, two random strangers get into a fight. Except on the resort, it's going to be safer because everyone's nude and they can't hide weapons. Local Mayor Val Shear said she was not opposed to the event as long as no laws were broken. People in tropical North Queensland are extraordinarily creative. It's tough economic times, and as long as it's with consenting adults, then there is no problem. Australia's tourism industry is being hit hard by global economic turmoil, with official figures showing a 7.6% decline in overseas visitors in September. Fox, though, said his resort was almost fully booked for the month-long rainforest party. Well, there you go. If you want to get those last few slots filled, can I suggest Shemale Scat Freaks? There you go. That's your news for Monday, November 17th, 2008. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, check it in with my freaky dickies. All right, thank you very much.
Hey, Tim, this is Gooderbader.
Hi, Gooderbader.
Sideshow Freak. I don't know if you saw this week's Family Guy, but they made fun of the fucking news reporter who was stomping on the graves and fell over and was fucking like, ooh, ooh, fucking stupid bitch. Well, Stu just fucking made fun of her. You gotta watch this week's Family Guy, dude. It's fucking awesome. I hope all of what I just said made sense. I'm a little stoned right now, but... All right.
Well, I don't really know what you're... No, I didn't understand what the hell you were saying. I don't remember the woman who was stomping on graves. Oh, grapes! Oh, this is the grape-stomping lady. Yes. Oh, I have to watch that. That does sound funny. Okay. Now I understand. I need to get my hearing checked.
Chaku, Tim. Hey, yes, I have grape. Some info on the Yabba Dabba Doo boys.
Oh, for the... No! Oh, yeah. Okay, let's hear it.
Apparently, in the gay culture, guys are called bears, and when a skinny guy likes a bear, they like to play Yogi and the Ranger. So, that's what I'm guessing the Yabba Dabba Doo thing is.
Yeah, Yabba Dabba Doo was the Flintstones, you fucked hard. Not Yogi Bear. Oh, my listeners are so stupid. All right. I love you guys.
Hey, Sam, it's Matt from Lawrence, fucking Kansas.
Hi, Matt.
Recently added to the side show.
Nice. Good boy. Good boy.
And thanks for playing all the granny porn.
No problem.
On Friday. Because of your advice, you have totally ruined my image of my recently dead grandmother. So, great.
Sorry about that. But at least she's dead, so you won't accidentally spring a boner when she's over for Thanksgiving or something.
Hey, guys. We're here from London. After your, I forget what episode it was, about the fat man, I went to look at his YouTube video and I found a live cast. Yeah, he's advertised to make a live cast of himself. I watched it for a bit and supposedly he's never going to retire again. Now, I know he keeps saying that, I don't know, but still.
Yeah, I haven't caught what he said. I don't know if you could hear him. He sounds kind of muffled. He's calling from England, where apparently they're still using rotary phones or something. But he said that he caught one of the Fat Man's live videos that he's been doing on that LiveLeak website or Ustream or one of those websites. And Fat Man apparently said that he will never retire again. Oh, this just in. Fat Man has retired. All right, next up.
Tim. Hi, it's Kai, man. It's Jonathan. Sideshow member from Bryan, Ohio. All right, here's what happened. Like 4 days ago, within the exact same hour, 65-year-old guy and a 67-year-old guy both flipped their cars in the middle of my town.
Sounds like a good day for you.
One's just crossing the street, failed to yield for traffic, on its top, just skidding across the road. Second one, I'm up at my coffee shop getting some coffee. Somebody walks in, there's a red convertible out here flipped on its side. Evidently, he's driving down the street, and he says to avoid traffic, he takes a right turn, plows through a fire hydrant, flips on its side, skids, and lands in front of a Peebles. I saw in the paper that one was 65, one was 67. I couldn't help but think of you.
Yes, old people should not be driving. You know, my aunt, this happened like years and years ago. My aunt, I think I told you guys this before, my elderly aunt pulled up to a restaurant to eat, right? And the parking was right up against the building, right? And when she was leaving, she didn't put the car in reverse and she drove through the restaurant. It happens so often, you'd think that they would just take the license away.
Hey, Tim, you son of a bitch. Why the hell am I down on my own area code? I live in Washington.
Oh.
By the way, check out Boss Rootin online. Shit's funny as fuck, his self-defense video. Also, that Natalie Portman video was, I mean, that story was the fucking most funniest thing I ever heard in my life. I was at work at a Boeing here, and I was crying because I was laughing so hard. Anyways, keep up the shitty news, you fucking cocksucker.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much for those encouraging words. By the way, tomorrow is Sextastic Tuesday. I don't have a story for you guys yet, so if you run across a funny piece of erotica, email it to me so I can, have something to read tomorrow. Otherwise, I'll have to do actual work and find one, which means I'll probably end up playing a repeat because I'm lazy. No, I think we did a repeat last week, so I definitely have to find something for you guys.
Hey, Tim, this is Steve from Springfield, Mass. I was listening to the Tuesday show and noticed you played the story about the kid that shot himself in the face with a machine gun.
Hilarious.
Nosy, first of all. Tim, are you going soft on us? Complaining that they're handing guns to kids? I just thought I'd point that out.
I know, I should be encouraging that type of behavior.
Timothy J., Sideshow Member Q from Houston. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Well, it is election day in our great nation.
Oh.
And who is manning the polls?
Old people.
The most unfit people in the world.
Of course.
The elderly. Oh, God. It was painful, man. I watched her bony fingers slide across the page as she shook her pen.
Yeah.
They're sitting there arguing about, count it again, Gladys. Someone's name was actually Gladys, and I had to explain to her that, never mind, I'm just so fucking pissed that it took that long. They're going to get my vote wrong. Fuck those people.
They're going to get my vote wrong. Where the hell do you live? Did you just whisper it in her ear? I'm voting for... Guy calling in from Mayberry. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh, God.
No turds on the tenderloins?
Very pretty rectum.
That's how gay people gauge how good their butt sex was.
No turds on the tenderloins?
No turds on the tenderloins.
Very pretty rectum.
Very pretty rectum. All right, vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. We will see you back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
If fecal matter is present, insert your finger fully, noting its size, shape, and consistency.